welcome back, everybody. Brand new episode. Your favorite podcast, All Gas, No Trash. Because let's be honest, if this wasn't your favorite podcast, you wouldn't even be listening right now. No one's listening to us who doesn't like us. That's for sure. I'm Josh. He's Adam.
Yeah.
This is the No Curse Minute sponsored by Game Rage Magazine.
Yep.
Today we're going to be talking about who? The Buko Boys.
I'm talking about Buko Boys. Also, I just want to make a quick mention that if you haven't checked out the 2025 All Gas, No Trash playlist to find out all the latest releases that we've been listening to, and we're continuously adding to it. So go ahead and check it out if you want to keep track of all the songs that we're listening to on the program, because we're not going to put it in the description. It's just easier for us to just include it in the playlist so you can listen at your leisure. So,
yeah. Bastards.
Do that.
Anyways, all right, No Curse Minute's over. All right, Buko Boys, they have one new song? Two new songs? How many songs?
Just one new song.
Just the one? All right. You got anything to say about this information? I don't know.
No, I don't really have anything to add. They did troll me one day because...
What?
Because they had... Because, you know, on Instagram it says... there's, like, notes, which is, like, a little thought bubble... And you can type like a one sentence text and then include a song. So they said DM change. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Is that like the title of a song? Are we going to get a preview? I'm like, I'll bite.
So you DM'd them change.
I'll bite. What? So I did it. And
they gave me the finger.
No, they were asking for change or some shit.
Oh, they wanted money. They were panhandling on the internet.
Yeah. Let me double check.
Awesome. That is fucking man. Did you send them change?
No, I sent him a GIF of Mike Tyson, you know, staring down. Because well, that shit wasn't funny.
That is funny. What are you talking about? That's fucking hilarious.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna ask for change on the internet now. I'm gonna panic. I didn't even know.
Yeah, look, they sent a GIF of tips, and I sent a Mike Tyson GIF.
They didn't respond.
Ready to moitis somebody.
Maybe they think you want to eat their children now.
Maybe I do want to end the Buko Boys bloodline. Like,
damn, they just reported you to fucking the Department of Homeland Security now because of the Allahu Akbar comment. So
I never said what the fuck
Mike
are you talking
Tyson
about.
Says that in the fucking clip.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Oh, he says all praises to be to Allah.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking?
Either way,
about?
It's still fucking reported for terrorism.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right.
That's the lore drop. It wasn't much of a song. It was a stupid troll.
Yeah, and I just want to say I disagree with Adam. I think that's fucking hilarious.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's hilarious. You guys should do that more.
No. Anyways.
Anyways, all right. What's the name of the song?
I think it's called Float.
Float?
Yes.
All right.
Let me double check, because we are the most premier podcast in telling the truth. knowing the facts.
Telling the truth to a fault, I would say, is probably...
Yeah, it is Float.
Float. Okay. All right. So if you're listening for the first time, here's the deal. You go to your music listening method of choice, whether it be putting in a cassette tape to a tape player or firing up your e-machine from 1998 and going on to the Napster or going on to your brand new Apple fucking laptop and using Apple Music.
Or grabbing a fucking woodpecker and like scratching it over a plate that has, you know, the engravings.
Oh yeah. Like, you know, some cartoon Flintstone style.
Some cartoon shit.
Yeah. Or taking one of those fucking like those the rock and the chisel and fucking chiseling in the fucking notes. Yeah. Like anyways. All right. Whatever you like, fire that up and find out the search of Buko Boys Float. And we're gonna take a listen right now. Here we go. All right, that was Float by the Buko Boys. Whoa, what'd you think of that, good buddy?
You go first.
You know, I can't quite put my finger on it, all right? But the thought that's articulating or percolating or whatever you want to call it in my brain right now is that was kind of like, that was almost like a 98 Degrees song. Like, that was like, I had like this boy band vibe to it for some reason. Like, I don't know why. That's just what pops into my head. I think that I had to sneeze. I,
Be honest.
I am. I'm trying to just articulate this in,
look,
in a
I'll
way.
Look, I'll say it.
I didn't fucking like that
song. I didn't like this track, dude.
God damn it.
You started off... Okay, hold on. I'll start off with what I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the repeated guitar riff at the beginning. Not to say I didn't like the guitar riff itself. I thought that was a great fucking hook for the song, right? Mm-hmm. But to do that like 5 or 6 times to start off a song, that was not how you start off a song. I don't know shit about songwriting, but I know that's not how you start a song off. The second thing is the verses and chorus just fell fucking flat for me. And it's mainly because it's kind of sitting on this on the lower tones. And it was actually like kind of putting me to sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was just boring. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You give us Narcissist and the other track. That's good. Probably going to be featured on the album. And what is the track? Loud and Anime Intro were the two previous singles, man. That were. And then you come at us with this. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck, dude? What a blunder from Buko Boys. Like, I'm not even fucking joking. And this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with the DM. Like, this is. I'm being straight up honest.
I will say this. You can't win them all, all right? You can't bat 1,000, all right? That's not how that works, all right? You just can't win them all. This was heavily on the... I don't know. Okay, the song was called Float. Yes, I got that feeling from this song of, like, kind of whimsically floating through whatever. But... there's something about it that it's like, I don't know if it's that boy bandy fucking feeling that I got out of it. I just don't like it.
You know what was odd? I actually enjoyed, I don't know who's the backup vocalist.
The dude?
Yeah, which one it is. I don't know which one.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that part of it.
Oddly enough, I preferred that part of the vocals compared to Raquel's.
Yeah, juxtaposition of the two different voices and then also the kind of like the flow of each one was kind of juxtaposed.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was a cool little touch, but there's something about, okay. And here's, this is going to sound like a cop out, but it's really not. Whatever it is about this song, it just doesn't have it. It doesn't have it. Whatever it is, it is not possessing it currently.
Yeah. Anime Intro and Loud were bangers, but this is a very strange choice to release as a single.
This seems almost like an interlude track, like that you would have.
This feels like a filler song.
Like a filler. I don't know.
I thought you guys were going to give us another banger.
And maybe they think this is another banger. I don't know.
Like I said, the strongest part of the track was the. Well, there was two parts. It was the male vocals, mm-hmm. Whoever that was.
And normally we do not like male vocals.
I don't want to say I don't. I just prefer female.
Yeah, I was saying.
But when it comes to the other part, which is the guitar riff, like I liked it. I'm like, man, I wish I would have got more of that in some other way, like creating riffs or things around that within the verse, like arpeggios or whatever it's called, built around that whole riff, so that it kind of keeps that hook in a different like format or, you know, it kind of keeps up with the rest of the song. But like I said, the verse and the verses and the choruses like kind of fell flat. I'm like, man,
yeah,
this,
the way you put it about boring.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to describe it. The song was just kind of boring.
And that's not to say that I don't expect more blunders from Buko Boys. I think they're more than capable of making great songs because they've already done it on 2 separate occasions that we've heard. And if they have a 10 or 12 track album, what do I expect? Fuck, I think they could hit like 7 for 12 or 8 for 12. Give me 75% banger songs on an album, and I'll be content with whatever album Buko Boys release, which would be their debut.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So not your best work. In our opinion.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. You got anything else to add?
Is Raquel a Buko Boy too?
Yeah. I don't think that.
The name doesn't work. God damn it.
I mean, you don't know.
Is Raquel a boy too?
Maybe.
If it's not obvious, the joke is, you know, it's like Crash and the Boys from Scott Pilgrim. Oh, yeah. Is that girl a boy too? And, you know, she fucking flips them off. And yeah. She may very well flip us off in some format. I don't know when.
Well, I think them asking for change is fucking them flipping you off.
Yeah, that's true.
Tips,
maybe. Yeah.
Tips. You should reply with do better. That's what you should. The tip I have for you, do better. Anyways, all right, that'll be the end of it. I'm sure the Buko boys will leave us some weird cryptic message in a fucking foreign language. So I guess let us know how you feel about that in whatever preferred character language of your choice, I suppose. Anyways,
it's in leak code.
It's in what leak code?
Yeah, leak or whatever.
Anyways. All right. Well, that's the end of the episode. So go fuck yourselves.